Hello and welcome to a very special Ish podcast with myself, Ronan Connolly. After a year and a half of intimate interviews and music updates, Ish podcast is taking a short break and hopes to be back with you later in the year. With that in mind, it seems like the perfect time to cast our ears back over the past 18 months and to some of the highlights from our exclusive interviews and music from emerging Irish musicians. Coming up, we've got music and chat from The Saw Doctors, The Coronas, Valerie Francis, Jinx Lennon and more. If you would like to hear an artist's interview in its entirety, all of the past podcasts are available at irishpodcast.com. To begin our Ish retrospective, we're going to start with two pieces, an interview with Gemma Hayes from January 1st, 2010, followed by a short story from Danny O'Reilly from rock band The Coronas, taken from March of the same year. First up, Gemma Hayes, talking about her recent single, Oliver.
Well, Oliver, this song is about a boy, actually. When I was very young in school, this boy got up in the middle of class and came over and tried to give me a kiss. And the class went crazy and the teacher went crazy and I was humiliated and embarrassed. So I actually waited for him after school and I hid behind the school gate. And when he came out, I grabbed him and I threw him on the ground and I kicked the living daylights out of him, which is a horrible thing to do. I think I was about six.
It's a tough memory on it for him too, no doubt.
Absolutely.
But a nice memory now, a nice memory now. Getting beaten up.
Well, we can laugh about anything years after the fact. So basically, I kind of thought that's going to cure him. He won't go near me again. And then the next day, he came in and he handed me a Snickers bar, which was at the time called a Marathon bar.
Yes.
Yeah. And a Michael Jackson tape. And I remember just being so puzzled because I couldn't understand. I had beat him up the day before, and it didn't scare him off. And I became fascinated with this boy for a few years in school. So this song is really sort of inspired by him.
Lovely. Do you know where he is now?
You know, I don't. I don't know. And his name isn't Oliver.
Oh,
I wasn't
going
to call him by his real name in case he'd know.
All right.
He probably knows now anyway.
Oliver, you kicked a hole through my heart and left me with a whistling sound as the wind blows through. With duct tape and an open bag, I covered it up and put back on my sweater so I look the same, but I'm a little different now. I might look the same, I might look the same, but I'm a little different now. Oliver, you rip the smile off my face and fed it to the winter birds. What a wicked boy. Oliver, you are my blackness. Oliver, you are my lightness, my devastator. I might look the same, but I'm a little different now.
we did a tour in late 2008, November 2008, around America, and we'd been talking to a few people about booking gigs, and we sort of wanted, we'd saved up a lot of money from touring Ireland, and we sort of wanted to just go over it and just see what it was like, you know, and we said, we were thinking about taking a holiday ourselves, and then we said, let's just go over to America, spend a little bit more and do gigs, you know. And the tour was great. We had a little bit of support from our agents and our record company, and also we did a couple of gigs involved with Guinness in Cincinnati, and so we had a little bit of financial backing, you know, but it still cost us a lot of money, but we wanted to just go and experience it, you know. And we went over, and we had this bus driver. We rented this bus from a dodgy little bus company at the back of the Yellow Pages, I'm sure. And this guy was called Tony. And, you know, he was sort of, at first we sort of thought he was just a quiet, sort of maybe slightly odd person. But as the tour sort of progressed, it sort of became apparent that he was a full-on psychopath, and he was actually trying to kill us all. And it was really quite scary. Like it literally, I'm not even exaggerating. Like we were, it all came to a head. Two hours outside New York, when he was driving down the freeway at night time, with no lights, and every car beeping at him, and he wasn't talking to us or telling us where he was going, and he literally just lost his mind behind the wheel, like, you know. And Jimmy, our manager, was literally about to wrestle him from behind the wheel and take over. But eventually he sort of stopped at a junction, and we hopped off the bus in the middle of the freeway with all our gear, and we're just stranded on the side of the road, you know, 2 hours outside New York, and we were just like, what the hell are we going to do here, you know? Luckily enough, there was another Irish band, Colourful Bugaloose, who were doing gigs in New York City that weekend, and we gave them a buzz, and they came in their van and picked us up. But yeah, it was definitely one of those experiences that was really quite scary at the time, but looking back, it was sort of funny, you know, and we wrote this song called Tony Was Next On about the whole sort of experience, and it just sort of became a great idea for the title track of the album, as it was sort of one of the first songs we wrote for the new album as well. And it just sort of, because it was so different to Here's a Ghost as well, it just seemed like a great idea for a title, and it was nice to have the story about it as well.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. Yeah, he just disappeared into the night on his own then with the bus.
See, we went off our separate ways. Yeah, it was quite surreal. The reason we found it halfway through is because our trailer broke down. We were having loads of problems with the bus, but the trailer broke down halfway through the tour, and he went in to try and rent a new one, but they wouldn't rent him a trailer, and he came out and said they had none, and we could see like 50 trailers in the car park. So we went in to check what happened, and they were like, no, we can't rent him a trailer, he's an ex-convict. And we were like, all right. So then for the rest of the tour, we were trying to second guess each other on what he had actually done,
yes.
You know, whether it was an unpaid parking ticket or whether he had massacred a whole town or something. We weren't really sure. But yeah, so it was quite a weird experience, but good that we got the song out of it anyway.
There's so much to say, 1,000 words couldn't help me explain. I know you're scared, it won't be the same, but I promise you I'll always remain. Best of me is seen by your side, best of you I just can't decide. You seek the world such a traveler at heart, 1,000 miles couldn't tear us apart. So please don't go, my heart grows strong. Wrong, but there's no one to blame. I find it hard that we left it so well. It's just a break, not an end in itself. I'm so naive that I thought I'd be fine. You're coming home 8 months' time, and as they said, it will make us so strong.
just a day is a day too long. So please don't go, my heart grows cold.
That was the single Oliver from Gemma Hayes, followed by the Coronas and the song Listen Dear. Next up, we have one of our most popular guests, the unforgettable Jinx Lennon from May 2010. In this segment, I asked Jinx why he found some resistance towards his unique brand of music from certain sections of the Irish public.
Well, first of all, I sing in my own accent. It's not too bad locally, but if you go anywhere like Dublin or anywhere around the country, people are sort of looking at you, and as soon as they hear the accent, because it's sort of a parochial accent, they're sort of, what's this guy coming? Where is he going to go? He's singing in his own voice. So is he trying to be funny? Is he trying to take the piss out of himself? Is he, you know, what way is this guy coming about? And he's singing all these lyrics about different stuff, and they're waiting for, and sometimes they'll be waiting for a punchline. Irish people are totally inured about somebody making a point, that the only way they can accept people making a point about a social point or a political point is if to speak to them through comedy.
Are you ever tempted to adapt your accent a little bit or tone it down?
Because that's the problem, you see. I did for years. I was trying it for years when I was in bands and stuff. It never worked out. I never felt right.
What happened next then? After you released the debut and you get a reaction, where do you stand then? What happens next?
Well, since then, it's been a thing about juggling the whole thing, about keeping a bit of humour in the set, but trying to structure it so the point is made.
Yeah.
We're getting it lost, you know. The time of the next album, I was a lot happier again with the stuff. I used a couple of bands, and I got about 30 songs, 30 Beacons of Light. There was 30 songs in it. So it was a bit raw and rough because I still hadn't really had the gist of getting an album that was streamlined enough that it would be more listenable. But that wasn't the important point. The point was to basically have the stuff in with the lyrics that was trying to sing the songs about. And I think there was enough different styles in that album. I was going for a sort of a Tom Waits type thing.
Let's take a track from that second album then. This one's called Houses Everywhere. Tell me a little bit about this track. Like, what's the impetus behind it?
Well, it was something I overheard. I heard two old guys from the country talking. And basically one just told me, Jesus, fucking houses everywhere, boy. You know, and I said, yeah, you're right. And it was a statement of the truth, you know.
Yeah,
there was houses everywhere. Yeah, this is 10 years ago. There was a few cowboys building houses, and I used to work on a building site, and you could actually see the houses going up almost one or two days. They were almost like these little sort of jigsaw houses.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, who's going to live in those damn things? You know, this is like a doll's house. But of course, people did live in their houses. And of course, after a couple of years, the houses were worth €200,000. But it just, all that, you know, and I think it's sad where you go to somewhere beautiful like the Cooley Mountains near where I live, and you can't see the seashore anymore because you're looking at these monstrosities. They're almost like huge UFOs. And you can't see through them. You can't see the sea anymore. You're driving along what used to be a beautiful scenic route, and it's not a scenic route anymore. It's just a concrete jungle.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's give it a spin here. This is called Houses Everywhere from Jinx's second album, 30 Beacons of Light.
Time of activity along the marshes. Hit for tractor diggers and candy loud shake moustache. Reclaim land from sea so long ago. Cogs and wessons in the soil, don't you know? People from capital do not realise 10 years' time. Probably revealing cracks in wall, cracks in ceiling. Young one and a three-year-old daughter. Fuck, look at this garden. It's full of water. Local arsehole contractor turns green in the sun. He's humming the carpenter's tune there. We've only just begun to live. This year is zero. Tomorrow is day one. House on the moon. House on the sun. Houses everywhere. Houses everywhere. Houses. Black Lexus, poor boy wines. I want to be next, living in a house of six generations. Shakes, could they view the railway station? I need a pothole to escape this bloody hole. I'm gonna pretend I was hit by a car. Now I'm gonna ditch, ring the ambulance. Go fuck yourself, I might as well. My face like a walnut, and he's in a jail. A crook pretending he's a businessman looks towards the sun, holds McCarthy's wings, bound to run. This year's zero, tomorrow's day one. How's on the moon? How's on the sun? Yeah. Houses! Red tape or a Cape Crusader Superman t-shirt or blue cape. Alfred Hitchcock, Barbara with Bossman, looks up a mountain. He says, let's take advantage of this opportunity fountain. We're starting in my hand, I can put up with the Wawas. And here, a large shaped moustache man, we have the power. Little bird, he told me, run away here soon. Like a pound dog on my calendar, he was over the fucking moon, yeah. Scratching his arse, says to his heir the sun. What's this about Sam Brown on the Thompson gun? Says, intuition tells me, gold mine out here soon. House on the mountain. House on the moon.
That was Houses Everywhere from Jinx Lennon.
Houses Everywhere!
To celebrate the Saw Doctors 24 years on the road and the release of their new album, The Further Adventures Of, Ish chatted with founding member Leo McMahon in a special edition Ish podcast in September 2010. In this segment we're about to hear, we find out the history behind the band's mega hit single, I Used to Love Her. First, we're going to listen to a piece from Quivin O'Rahilly's interview from August 1st. One of the objectives of Aisht has been to explore the artist's process, and in this excerpt, Quivin, one of Ireland's most exciting traditional musicians, describes how he typically writes a song.
I guess I try and put myself in a situation that I haven't been in before in some way, so that I'm interacting with an unknown quantity. So it could be a new tuning for the fiddle, so I don't really know what happens when my fingers go in places they usually go, or it could be an acoustic space, or anything along those lines, some kind of an idea. And then I just improvise and record. So maybe spend half an hour just recording and then leave it sit for a while and come back and listen and edit and put something together, kind of like a jigsaw, from pick out the pieces I like and get rid of the stuff I don't like and put them together that way and then learn how to play it.
Yeah. Quivin, how would you say your music has developed since you started out?
Well, I guess it always feels like you hit plateaus for quite a long time, and then you have sudden periods of frantic development and more plateaus. So it's kind of characterized by these bursts of development, which maybe occur every 2 years or thereabouts, and pretty much as a continuum, really, but hopefully towards something that's ever richer and more meaningful in some way.
Is there any place you'd like to see your music go to?
Yes, I'd like to see one half of it go to a place that's less and less and less and less, and quieter and more space. There's a line in Beckett, I think in Malone Dies, where he says, "They were things that scarcely were." And that's somewhere I'd really like to go with half of my material. And the other half would be more and more and more exciting and kind of joyous.
Well, let's listen to another song, Quaveen. For song three, we have The Bright and Shining.
Yeah, I guess this piece, it's again, it's kind of quiet and dealing with the idea of space, maybe. But you probably hear an influence of Arvo Pärt in it, who's one of my favourite composers. And I think that's where kind of some of the inspiration comes from anyway.
I Used to Love Her is one of Ireland's biggest selling songs of all time. What's the story behind that song, Leo?
I Used to Love Her originated in a band in the west of Ireland in Tube called Blaze X. And the two people who wrote it were Paul Kniff, who unfortunately passed away in 2001, and Davy Carton, who is the lead singer of the Soul Actors. And they wrote what is the chorus of that song, and years later, we wrote the verses, and we put the two of them together, and that's what became, with Porrick Stevens helped us write the verses, who was the manager of Blaze X, and that was what ended up becoming the single, I Used to Love Her, that became quite popular in Ireland, thank God.
Well, it's an understatement to say it became quite popular. It was huge. And I'm sure you had a wonderful time performing that when you were gigging and things like that. It must have been a fantastic experience.
It was lovely to see people enjoying themselves so much and just thinking. It's amazing to see people singing out loud at the top of voices. All my love and it's gone. You know, you would think it's a kind of a negative thing to be saying, but to say it with such joy, it's strange.
And does it travel well? Does your music travel well, would you say, Leo?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been to Switzerland, Australia, the States, Norway already this year. Music travels. If it's honest and if it's true and if it's based in reality and if it's just honest is the main word, I think music travels. You know, you can have a Jamaican band or a Nigerian band over for a festival in Ireland and love them. You don't have to understand the words they're saying. You just know what they're on about is genuine. That's the main thing.
I have fallen for another. She can make her own way home. And
see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. And when she go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass the glory of her ass. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. Whoa, whoa, it's gone, all my loving is gone. Do you remember her collecting for concern on Christmas Eve? Well, she was on a 40 in her fast, just water and black tea. And I walked straight up and made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future when she's feeling looser. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. So now you know the truth of it, she's no longer my obsession. A lot of thoughts and dreams I had of her would take 6 months in confession. See, I met this young one Thursday night and she's into free expression. And her mission is to rid the world of this sinful repression. Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her once, time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. Whoa, 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 it's gone, all my loving is gone. But it's gone.
That was The Bright and Shining from Guivin O'Rahilly, followed by the mega hit I Used to Love Her from The Saw Doctors. Next up is a short piece from Dave Allen, lead singer of Dublin band Hal, from last October, when they were making their return to the Irish music scene, and we listened to their hit single, Play the Hits. That's followed by the song Please, taken from our podcast with Valerie Francis, who joined us in June of last year.
Take a look at those guys when they play the hits on the radio, and the pretty young girls when they shake their hips on a television show.
Dave, thanks very much for joining us. First question I have to ask is, what are you guys at these days?
Well, at the moment, Ronan, we are beginning to play some new songs. You know, we've been away for a while and kind of took a long holiday from things. We're excited to play a festival in Dublin coming up in the 7th of October. And it's called the Hardworking Class Heroes. And that will be the first day official show we've played as Hal in a long time, and it's a great chance for us to showcase new material. We were kind of nervous about this festival and stuff, but a lot of friends and people have encouraged us to kind of get out from the studio and engage with the public. So we're really looking forward to that now. So that's what we're up to, and we hope to have a new album out in April would be the shortest time I could envisage for that. And we might possibly release a single from that album in November here or in iTunes or in America or wherever. And so we're looking forward to new things happening for the band and a new sound. And we've got a few new members in the band too, so All's good. All's good in the Hal camp at the moment.
All right. Yeah.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to these past interviews and musical pieces as much as I have. Special thanks to everyone who's contributed to Ish Podcast over the past year and a half, but in particular to Stephanie Roswell, Jessica Alden, Brian the Mayo, Anne Sharkey, Michael Rahill, and Chris Barnes from the excellent End User Podcast. I'm Ronan Connolly, thanks for listening. We'll be back soon, so keep an eye and an ear out for news on Facebook and at irishpodcast.com, where you'll find all our full interviews. We're going to play out with the song In Libraries from one of our guests from this season, Monaghan rock band The Flaws.
For you to say I won't, but play around with an open heart when I just wanna stay out. I just wanna stay out.
plane is one as if become. I just wanna stay out. I just wanna stay out. So while awake I wait, as I was once like me, naive to the tooth to sleep with. I just wanna stay out. So